Welcome everyone, and thanks for joining me in this talk. Today I'm going to show you the results of one of the projects that we carried out last year at VUB. That's the University of the Flemish Community in Brussels, where we migrated our university HPC cluster to a new job scheduler, Slurm. And I'm going to focus on the use of Exascale PMI in our cluster. For those that are not familiar with it, Exascale PMI is a tool used by the big guys, the big HPC tier zero clusters with thousands and thousands of compute nodes that serves to efficiently run simulations in parallel across all those nodes. Our university cluster only has a few hundred of nodes, but you will see that Exascale PMI can still be useful for us. So I'm Alex, and I work at the HPC team of VUB. Our team is an horizontal team, so everybody does a little bit of everything. So my work in it consists mainly in Linux sysadmin tasks in the university cluster. I also do software optimization for the software used by our researchers, as well as direct user support and hardware maintenance. I'm also a maintainer of EasyBuild. EasyBuild is an open source software to build and install software packages that is specifically designed for the HPC environment. It can optimize the software installations for the hardware that is going to run those applications. And it also helps in managing a software library with thousands of software packages and multiple versions of the same package. You will see several software tools along this talk. I'm not a developer of any of those, except for EasyBuild a little bit, but I'm going to show you more the perspective of a system administrator and how you can use those software tools in your system. So let's get into it. As I said, the goal is to have a cluster that can very efficiently run distributed parallel applications. That means that the application will use several CPU cores, and those cores can be located in different machines. So the application will need to use the interconnect between the machines to distribute the workload and coordinate the execution. For that, applications typically rely on the message passing interface, or MPI, which is a library that serves to offload out of the application all the complexity of handling the network. It can check network interfaces, it can open ports, set connections, so that the application does not have to worry about any of that. I'm not gonna go into detail, I'm not gonna describe in detail the MPI stack, which is something that is becoming more and more complex every year. But for those interested, I recommend the talk, The ABCs of OpenMPI, that you can find in the link showing the slide. For the moment, we just need to know that on one side, we have the application using MPI to coordinate the work across the network. And on the other side, we have the resource manager. That's the software that's gonna manage the hardware resources in the cluster. And it can also do the job scheduling. The question is that these two parts need to interact between them, because the resource manager is gonna allocate resources for a job, and that job is gonna execute some MPI application that will need to know where can it run, what is available to it. But also the resource manager will need to check on that MPI application to know if it's still running, did it crash, what is happening with it. So this role is fulfilled by the process management interface, or PMI. And I know that we have PMI and MPI, and that's confusing. I share your pain. I'll try to not mix those two in this talk. But PMI, which is the one coordinating this communication between the two parts, is basically a shared memory where both the resource manager and the MPI application can use to exchange data. That's basically it. And the Exascale variant is a much more enhanced version of PMI that provides better data efficiency that translates to shorter job launch times. And this is actually very, very important for those big HPC clusters with thousands and thousands of nodes. as starting a parallel job in that many nodes is not trivial. Just having thousands of workers in different nodes starting at the same time can effectively DDoS the storage of your cluster. Also, coordinating all the network communication between them takes time. So thanks to PMIX, job start times went from few minutes to just seconds due to the improvements in efficiency. And that's not so critical for us, as we only have a few hundreds of nodes. But we are very much interested in the improvements in data efficiency, because the hardware in our cluster is not top-tier hardware. We don't have top-tier interconnects. So any improvement in efficiency is very much welcome in that regard. However, things are complex, because it's not just that we have two sides of the equation and PMIX as a glue in the middle. For instance, OpenMPI, which is the main open source MPI implementation, already uses PMIX internally. And that's because OpenMPI does not only provide the API for the application, it also has its own runtime environment, which will check network interfaces, it will establish network communications for the MPI application so that it can actually